to the CFRC website at cfrc.ca. If you want to hear more from me, tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to Off the Record. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we do a different genre. We cover a different theme depending on the time of year and or the weather. And this week we're branching out a bit, but we did this show last year. And it's kind of nice because we stick to a sort of a strict theme every week, I would say. And it's kind of nice to just play some music that we've been loving recently. So on today's show, we're just going to play some of our favorite new music. New music from, what is it, September until now?
Yes.
Ish? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You have anything to say? How's it going?
It's good. Yeah. Yeah, well, I was just talking to Skylar about how it's an interesting time for music because everyone's wrapped sort of things, if you're on streaming, have just come out. So yeah. People are thinking about what they're listening to and maybe if they want to change any habits. So it might be a good time to think about some new music and some end of year music.
It's what I like to call the performative consumption Olympics time of year, where because everyone consumes performatively now, you can't just consume for yourself. You have to consume to build a personality that you want to show other people.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing with mine, Skylar, definitely.
And that's what I was definitely doing with mine, too. 11,000 minutes of 21 Pilots.
My number one album was a musical soundtrack, so...
Yeah, that's rough. My number one...
And it wasn't Epic, because that one was everywhere this year, but it wasn't that.
What's Epic?
Like, Epic the Musical, it was, like, written by a student, actually, like, and it hasn't been performed, but it's just online, and it's about the Odyssey, like, the story of the Odyssey.
I see. So, I don't even know what you're talking about.
11,000 minutes of 21 Pilots.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so we're playing some of our new favorites to maybe give you a new music inspiration for the end of year if you really want to turn that Spotify Wrapped or Apple Music Replay or whatever around. One of my favorite singles that has been released over the past couple of weeks that I just haven't found a way to play yet is from one of my favorite Canadian bands, Clever Hopes. This is Holding On.
Come lay with me a minute. Yeah, we can be with our dreams and open up the infinite and try to figure out what it means. Oh, mama, you got me feeling better now. Yes, mama, so much better now that you're around. Come and tell me a story. Get up as you go. You don't have to worry, no. I've never been afraid of your ghost. No matter how hard you shake it, nothing's ever gonna be quite as bad as it seems. We are dancing in the rain. Much better now that you're around. me feeling better now. Yeah, mama, it feels like it's turning around.
Sanabi there with Nomads. The Timelines acoustic version of that there. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, playing some of our favorite new music today. That was an Abby pick.
Yes. You know, we've played Ace Sanabi before. He's super cool. I added that because I was just trying to fact check myself, but I can't find the information, but that's okay. I saw on his Instagram that he just posted that this EP was on like a top albums list somewhere, which is kind of cool. So
sick.
He's doing lots of stuff because I think he's released a few EPs in the last like year or
yeah,
because
he had that purple one this summer.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So I think his music is gaining some traction, which is great because I've seen him live a few times and I think mm-hmm. he's very talented and I like the way he tells stories and such. So it's great.
This is our first December show, Abby. You know what that means. That means it's crunch time, people. Crunch time for what? The CFRC funding drive during the months of November and December. And if you couldn't tell, November's already over. CFRC hosts its annual funding drive to supplement our operating costs for the next year. Do you like campus community radio? Do you like having local radio? Do you like hearing our voices in your ears every Wednesday from 6 to 7? Donate to the funding drive. Help keep CFRC alive. You can go to cfrc.ca/donate to check out your options to donate there. You can donate either through CFRC and be eligible for a bunch of different perks. We have a bunch of tiers with some swag, some merch, and also lots of raffle tickets for local Kingston businesses. Or you can donate through Queen's University and get that sweet, sweet tax receipt. cfrc.ca/donate.
Well done, Skylar.
Thank you so much. I need to start working for a podcast company just to do the ad reads.
Yeah.
We're going to continue on with our Canadian theme here. This is from Boy Golden's upcoming album, Best of Our Possible Lives, but this is his most recently released single. And it's featuring an artist that I was obsessed with a few years ago when she released an album, I think in 2023. But she has yet to release any new music since then. And so it's very nice to hear her voice on a track again. Boy Golden featuring Cat Clyde here. This is Cowboy Dreams.
Spin. My love has memories.
Little Kitsch there with Puncture Wounds, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's a new single there from the band Lonely Little Kitsch, featuring members Chris and Nolan. The song description that we got from Nolan was kind enough to send this song into us, and I really dug it. So I was like, let's put it on this episode here. But the description that Nolan sent to me was very funny. So I'm just gonna read it out, like word for word. This tune, it's about the good old wholesome practice of dissociation, shutting down emotionally when things get overwhelming. The feel good song of the season. Ha ha. I really resonate with that. That's how grad school, like, that's like a really good just like description of grad school. If anyone out there is considering doing grad school, I'm doing a master's degree at Queens. That just think about that description. So anyways, it's really good for like the end of term. It's a really good end of term song. Anyways, right. Puncture Wounds by Lonely Little Kitsch. It's available on streaming everywhere and on YouTube. The YouTube video is cute. It's them in like a smash room. And again, I really resonate with that. So, yeah, but there are four songs by Canadian artists in a row. We really front loaded the Canada tonight. Sweet. Yeah. The next song is your pick. Do you have anything to say about it?
Sure. So this song, you may or may not have actually heard this around.
Around.
So big. The spaces online and not. This song played on my like Discovery station, I think, on Apple Music. And I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. Like I think the lyrics are really interesting. And then a week or so later, I didn't realize it was something that people were waiting for to come out on TikTok. So then it was everywhere because, like, I think she teased a little bit of it on TikTok and people were really excited about it. So it's one of those. And then it blew up on TikTok.
But
in a super cool way, because if you listen to what the song's about, we're about to play it, you'll hear sort of the subject matter. And people made some really, really, like, really cool edits to the song. My favorite one was, it was just a compilation of, like, 1 second or less than maybe half a second frames of, like, titular male characters in movies. And then it went through the, like 3/4 of the song with all these different things, and it kind of lined up with the subject matter of the actual lyrics, which is, like, really cool. And then a bunch of people commented, and the person, like the editor, made another version that was like 3/4 male titular characters, and then the last quarter was all female titular characters, and made like a statement about that, because you were seeing the comparison of how male protagonists are framed in some of, like, and when I say just movies, I mean like very critically acclaimed, specifically like critically acclaimed big box films.
Yeah.
And then the second half was female characters and like things like Katniss and like people like that, and it was very interesting.
Yeah.
So anyways, if you want to see the edit, because it was really cool, send us a DM and I'll send it to you, because it was really cool.
I'm just going to start sending everyone DMs on Instagram. Hey, just don't send in our followers TikToks. Yeah, I was reading the lyrics yesterday while putting together this playlist, and I went, I think I have a good song to put this beside. So enjoy this pairing. It's like a nice wine and cheese from us here at Sky's the Limit. Annabelle Dinda here, The Hand.
Oh,
never enough. Tastes like the whole ocean. Exit stage left. What might be the end? Showbiz, showbiz. In the fire, the flood begins on the mark. In their midst are silhouettes. Guess that's showbiz. Guess that's curse. Haley Williams there with Showbiz, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's from Haley Williams' new album, Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party, but she just kind of keeps adding songs to it. Yeah. And so that's the most recently added song, and I really like it. It might be my favorite from the album. And there's the cat food.
6:30.
I don't know. I really like it. There's also a weird thing going on. It's like the showbiz phenomenon.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I mean. Like The Wilderness last year with Hollywood Boulevard. That's showbiz, baby. And then Taylor Swift did something with showbiz this year. And then
she's a showgirl.
Sorry, showgirl.
Sorry, and I meant that seriously. If you heard any sarcasm in my voice. Taylor Swift's a showgirl.
And then Jade, the pop star, had an album called That's Showbiz Baby, I think that's what the album was called this year. And now that song, it's probably indicative of some like cultural or like economic thing going on, but
yeah. Well, I think it's also commentary on how there's this idea of this like mystique, this yeah. like showbiz mystique of like, it, you know, the, I almost just said something I probably shouldn't say, but you know, the drugs and rock and roll thing, oh, like that kind of, I just about spewed that out. I'm not sure if that's really, whatever, it's 6:30 tonight, it's after dark. Anyways, but there's that whole like thing of like, I'm going to be a rock star, you know, the Nickelback song, like there was that era of that. But even I think that was still commenting on it of how that's not what it is. And then I think with the whole internet era, which we've talked about before on the show, it makes a big difference because being an artist is not just going to LA and doing shows anymore.
Yes.
It's like doing interviews. It's having a public like persona on the media. I mean, like a social media persona.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to fight with the streaming platforms and all this and, you know, fight with people like Taylor Swift to have your music heard. But because people who have more money than you can literally just pay to be streamed more than you.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So I think maybe it's a commentary a little bit on how like that mystique is gone and like being an artist isn't really being an artist anymore. It's like you have to be like a business person.
Yeah.
Sell yourself.
There is something to say, even though, I mean, Taylor Swift is one of the big people doing the whole like showgirl showbiz or whatever thing. But there is something to say about like, it's sort of like female artists that are doing this, like obviously The Wilderness, but you can take it into like it's female and like independent small artists who are doing it. It's people who sort of the industry is really against that are like doing the whole, you know, writing songs about the difficulties of showbiz or not even that, just like kind of making jokes about it, because really what can you do?
Yeah
I don't know, it's interesting, the showbiz phenomenon of the 2020s. Everyone's performing all of the time. I don't know.
Ugh. Well, yeah
everyone's performing all of the time.
Well, even look at the stuff that happened with Chappell Roan and is still happening too, of her wanting to basically be treated like a human, like for, you know, for lack of going into details, she wants to be treated like a human, and people have like so much beef with that because they like think parasocially she needs to like be available to them all the time. And
because she's famous, she should be.
Yeah. And because she's like, I want to sing this in my songs, and I want to dress like this, and I want to do that, it's like she's too obnoxious sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, you chose to be a celebrity, so why aren't you, you know, talking to fans 24/7 and doing all this and doing all that? And she's like, I don't want to do that.
She's like, and, I didn't choose to be a celebrity. I chose to be a musician.
Yeah.
Those things should kind of be set. Like, I don't know. Musicians have to be influencers now. Everyone has to be an influencer now.
I was saying, you have to, like, that's your job. Because that was a thing for actors. Like, an actor's job has always been to, like, audition and be an actor, but it's also to, like, promote what you're doing. Like, that's what actors do. They go on talk shows. They go, you know, you make all the posters. You do all those things. Like, that's part of your job, is to promote the work. And I think musicians are the same, but you don't necessarily go through the same process. So it's kind of left to, like, you and your team, if you're bigger, have to figure out how to market your music in the world, with like social media, radio, streaming, you know, video, like everything. Like, if you have music videos, how are you gonna get people to watch your music videos when there isn't just like everyone watching MTV anymore? Like, how do you, you know?
Yeah.
So.
No, I don't know. Everyone has to be an influencer now. You have to curate yourself. I was reading this book that I sort of had like a problem with, because they sort of like mentioned the topic of like everyone has to curate themselves and then never went into it. But everyone's curating themselves all the time, and everyone's curating, and everyone's has to be an influencer. And I don't know, scary stuff. You know what's not scary? The funding drive. Pivot before it gets too dark. The funding drive is still happening. It happens until the end of December, and you are eligible for all of the perks and all of the swag and all of the raffle tickets until the end of December. So why not donate to CFRC to keep your local campus community radio station on the air? You can go to cfrc.ca/donate to look at all of our wonderful perks, all the swag. I really like the hat. Abby likes the playing cards that we have this year. Or if you don't want a t-shirt or cat food, apparently, you can go donate through Queen's University and get that sweet, sweet tax receipt. I just really like how, like, the first, like, 9 shows this year, you couldn't hear it at all.
Yeah, and I don't know why it's so loud. Now, that's why I didn't change it, because nobody was noticing. And then now it's like every time it goes off, I pause and do that awkward thing. Like, that wasn't me.
That wasn't me. That was the cat food dropping. Anyways, you chose the next song. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, brand new track for everyone.
I don't think so.
You may not have heard of it.
No one's ever heard this song.
You may not have heard of it is a very weird phrase.
Yeah.
Running Up That Hill, in brackets, A Deal With God by Kate Bush. It's a new track.
So why is that on the new show? Can you explain?
Well, because she released an album called Best of the Other Sides, which had some different mixes or versions of songs. So this doesn't, it is a different mix. It's the 12-inch single mix of this song. But I thought it was fitting to put it on because it is a cool album to check out if you haven't already. I really like the cover. It's cool.
I really like the cover as well.
Also, because everyone's talking about Stranger Things right now, and this song... Hey, don't, okay? I think it's exciting. And this song, and don't even, you watched Stranger Things, what, last year? And you were right on the bandwagon with the rest of us.
It was the year that we met. It was 2023.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so that would have been that was the year that season 4 came out.
Yes, because I watched it after the last season came out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so funny to think that was that long ago.
I know. Well, apparently it takes 20 years to make one season of a television show now. But yes, anyways, this song was in Stranger Things.
So Running Up That Hill was, you know, at the top of the charts when that season came out.
Yeah.
And then it's trending actually again just with the new episodes that have come out. And without spoiling anything, it's not like even like significantly featured. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of cool that like people talked about that this was going to happen, of how it has like a second wave of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Because there was like nostalgia for the people who were listening to that song in the 80s, and then people falling in love with it because of Stranger Things happening in 2023, which was boosting its plays. And then now there's that same nostalgia for people from the 80s, but then people who are nostalgic for the 2023 season coming out listening to it again.
That's
like,
you know what
I mean? Like when I hear it, this song takes me to July of 2023 when this was like
everywhere.
So
I do like this different mix.
Yeah,
that
I think
she
it's
has
cool.
here though. Yeah. So Kate Bush here, Running Up That Hill, A Deal with God, the 12-inch single mix.
Thank you.
Rosalia there with Reliquia. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's from Rosalia's new album, Lux, which I have been loving lately. Do you vibe with Lux?
I do.
Yeah.
I do vibe with it.
Yeah.
The day it came out, there were some people over here, and they were all singing it. And I said, what are you guys singing? And then they told me. And then I went and looked it up.
They were singing this, what song off?
I don't remember, but it was this. They all knew all the words the day it came out. So
fascinating.
Yeah.
The album. So Rosalia made an album, came out earlier in November. It's recorded with the London Symphony Orchestra, and the languages that she speaks in this album, let me list them out to you: Spanish, English, Arabic, Catalan, Catalan, French, German, Hebrew, Italian, Japanese, Latin, Mandarin, Portuguese, Sicilian, and Ukrainian. Are you kidding me?
That's wild.
That's wild. And she learned all of them. I was watching an interview, the interviewer was like, how'd you learn all these? And Rosalia was like, I just love learning.
Duolingo.
Yeah. Well, she said Duolingo. And then she goes,
did she actually? Yeah, I was just joking.
So. But I remember her going, I just love learning. And I was like, girl, but that's so many languages. Yeah. I don't know. I'm so obsessed with her. I really liked her album that came out in 2018. So picture me bumping this in grade 10. Elma Kire. I cannot pronounce it. I'm so sorry. And then Motomami came out. And Motomami was like her, like, you know, mainstream album.
Right.
Like, she went on like a tour for it with like backup dancers and things like that. It's good. It wasn't my favorite, but I feel like on Lux, we're going back to her 2018 album a bit with like the orchestra and all that stuff. And I think her voice is beautiful. So I'm really liking it. And Relikia is my favorite track off of it at the moment. Yeah.
Sweet.
I've been listening to it mostly in my car. And I will say driving around Kingston listening to this album is a weird experience. It's strange because I have like operatic vocals and like an orchestra, and then I'm like on John Counter Boulevard stuck in traffic, and it's like, it's just the vibes don't line up. So I feel like I need to wait until like the summertime where I can, like, you know, listen to it in a picturesque, beautiful location.
Yeah. John Counter Boulevard.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not with like slush and like salt on the road. I feel like I'm not doing Rosalia justice. I don't know. I highly recommend
my
the
mom
album,
calls
though.
that's like slush stuff on the road, she calls it snert, like the
snert
snow dirt.
Like snow dirt.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, isn't there, oh no, that's the stuff that falls from the sky, the like
snow.
No. Give me a second. What they call wintry mix.
That sounds like a snack.
Well, that's always what I say. That's literally always what I say. They call it wintry mix. And it's like rain and like snow and like ice, like all of the three at the same time. They just say like it's going to wintry mix tonight. And it's like, that sounds like a lovely bowl of like sweets. Like some M&Ms, some like chocolate covered Chex Mix. Like, it just feels like it should be a Christmas time snack and not.
But instead, it's
ice.
Scary weather.
Yeah, exactly. Enough about the weather. No more weather on Sky's the Limit. We're done with this. Before we sign off for the night, want to plug the funding drive again since it's in December. Support your local radio station and get some swag out of it. It also makes for a great Christmas present, being like, hey, I donated money to this radio station that you like listening to. Here's a shirt. I can't think of a better Christmas gift. CFRC.ca/donate. There's also, if you're listening live in Kingston, in 7 minutes now, we have trivia for the funding drive. And I forget where it is. Who can find it the fastest? Let's see. There. Oh no, I don't think it's on the website. You go to the Instagram and see. Anyways, there's trivia tonight if you're in Kingston and
December,
listening live.
1 week ago, December 3rd at 7 p.m. for free trivia night at Something in the Water Brewing.
Something in the Water Brewing! There you go.
I won the game.
Well, I don't have Instagram open.
I just Googled it and it came up.
Sorry. Starting in 6 minutes, if you're in Kingston, Something in the Water Brewing trivia tonight. Anyways, the last song that we're going to play on the show tonight is a song off of another upcoming album. It is Charlie XCX's soundtrack for Wuthering Heights. The Wuthering Heights
in quotations.
Sorry, in quotations. the new Emerald Fennell movie, which I don't know. Listen.
Have you seen? My favorite thing about that, this is short, and then you can yap about the song, is there was, like, someone reacting to the trailer, and there's, the like, some of the frames from the trailer, and people going, there is no part of Wuthering Heights where any of this needs to be going on.
Listen, I don't know how to feel about Emerald Fennell. I don't really watch movies.
Did you watch Saltburn?
I liked Saltburn.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, I don't know. She makes some interesting choices sometimes. But I really like Charlie XCX. And Charlie's first album is, I think, a masterpiece. Her first album from 2011. Now I'm testing myself here. Her album from 2011... How fast can I pull this up? Not very, apparently. Apple Music's being really slow tonight. Is it 2011 or 2009? 2013, True Romance. I was wrong on all accounts. Her album from 2013, True Romance, is one of my favorite Charlie albums, has sort of always been. And it has a very 2013 feel to it. I don't know how to describe it in words, but there is a certain sound to that album. She sort of dropped it after True Romance and never really picked it back up again. I will say, I think maybe the closest she's gotten to True Romance is off of maybe How I'm Feeling Now a little bit, digging into some of those electronic songs and some of those electronic parts of her music and How I'm Feeling Now, but she hasn't brought back True Romance. This song that she has released from the Wuthering Heights soundtrack is like the most True Romance sounding song that she has released since this album, and I am so obsessed with it. So incredibly obsessed with it, and that's why I was like, we need to play it today, because it's been the song that I've been listening to most as of late. So Charlie XCX here from the Wuthering Heights soundtrack. This is Chains of Love.
I'd rather lay down in thorns. I'd rather drown in a stream. I'd rather let myself on fire. I'd rather wear all these scars. I'd rather watch my skin bleed in the eye of your storm. We'll be right back.
flex that musical muscle memory. If you've got the CanCon canon and Kingston's music scene on instant recall, this is your chance to prove it. Bring your crew, big or small, and help power the station that powers your local scene. CFRC will be at Something on the Water Brewery from 7 till 9 p.m. on Wednesday, December 3rd for musical trivia with your hosts Sherry and Terry of 30 Years of Nonsense. Win great prizes, CFRC swag, and bragging rights.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive.